workplace anxiety isn't always a bad thing. It can boost performance. New research on anxiety in the workplace has uncovered some intriguing findings. In some instances, it can actually help boost employee performance. There are a lot of theories and models of anxiety that exist, but this is the first model situated in the workplace focusing on employees, says co-author Julie McCarthy from the Department of Management at UT Scarborough and the Rotman School of Management. McCarthy, along with her former grad student and lead author Bonnie Hayden Chang, now an assistant professor at Hong Kong Polytechnic University, look at both the triggers of workplace anxiety and also its relationship to employee performance. If you have too much anxiety and you're completely consumed by it, then it's going to derail your performance, says McCarthy, who is an expert on organizational behavior. On the other hand, moderate levels of anxiety can facilitate and drive performance. If employees are constantly distracted or thinking about things that are causing them anxiety, it will prevent them from completing tasks at work and can eventually lead to exhaustion and burnout, says Chang. But in certain situations, anxiety can boost performance by helping employees focus and self-regulate their behavior. She compares it to athletes who are trained to harness anxiety in order to remain motivated and stay on task. Likewise, if employees engage in something called self-regulatory processing, that is, monitoring their progress on a task and focusing their efforts towards performing that task, it can help boost their performance. After all, if we have no anxiety and we just don't care about performance, then we are not going to be motivated to do the job, says Chang. She says that work-anxious employees who are motivated are more likely to harness anxiety in order to help them focus on their tasks. Those who are emotionally intelligent can recognize their feelings of anxiety and use it to regulate their performance, as well as those who are experienced and skilled at their jobs are also less likely to have anxiety affect their performance. The model of workplace anxiety Chang and McCarthy developed is broken into two categories. One covers dispositional aspects, that is, those that align with individual character traits. If someone already experiences high levels of general anxiety, for example, their experiences with workplace anxiety will be different from those who don't. The other covers situational aspects, those that arise in specific job tasks. Some employees may be more affected by job appraisals, public speaking, or other tasks that can distract them and lead to poor performance. The study, which is published in the Journal of Applied Psychology, also outlines many of the triggers for workplace anxiety. The most prominent include jobs that require constant expression or suppression of emotion. Think service with a smile, as well as jobs with constant looming deadlines or frequent organizational change. Office politics and control over work are other important factors. Employee characteristics including age, gender, and job tenure can also affect the experience of workplace anxiety. The authors note that anxiety is a growing issue for workplaces. Recent research has found that 72% of Americans experiencing daily anxiety say it interferes with their work and personal lives. While the authors do not condone inducing anxiety in their employees to foster a high performance, the good news for employees who chronically experience anxiety at work or who experience it from time to time is that it can help performance if they can self-regulate their behavior. Managing anxiety can be done by recognizing and addressing triggers of workplace anxiety, but also being aware of how to leverage it in order to drive performance, says Chang. She says there are many strategies organizations can use to help employees. Some of these include training to help boost self-confidence, offering tools and resources to perform tasks at work, and equipping employees with strategies to recognize, use, and manage feelings of anxiety through emotionally intelligent development.